You are tuned to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM Community Radio for East Central Illinois.
And a short set of music right there. We first heard Oscar Peterson Trio with Quiet Nights of Quiet Stars from the album Bossa Nova for Beginners. And then that last cut we heard was from our guest this morning, Robbie Hart, doing Hallelujah from her album Hallelujah, a release just this year. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing great. You know, I have to say that, you know, that is a great song, and, you know, a lot of people have attempted that.
And not done it really
yeah,
well.
Yeah, with varying success. That sounded fantastic to me.
Thank you so much. That means the world to me. You know, as an artist, there can be so much pressure or even pushback when you cover a song that is so famous or so well-loved. And to me, covering a song isn't about reinventing it or improving it, but telling the story from the deepest part of your soul. And that's what I did with this song. And I'm so glad that resonates with listeners, especially yourself. So thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
Well, let's introduce yourself to the listeners and tell them a little bit about who we just heard and who we're going to hear again in a little bit.
Well, thank you. And thank you so much for having me on your show this morning. So I'm Robbie Hart. I'm a singer-songwriter originally from Montreal, Canada. I moved to New York in 2007 to start my new life after getting married. And I was on top of the world. It was the best time of my life. It was always my dream to be a singer. And I always had that dream in the back of my mind saying, you know, when I get settled and, you know, my life settles down a little bit, my new life here in New York, that I would pursue that dream. About a year later, I was expecting, and unfortunately, shortly after, I was badly injured. And as a result of my injury and chronic severe pain, I lost my ability to sing. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that experience not only sidelined me, but silenced me for several years. And through that period, I unfortunately lost sense of who I was. I wasn't recognizing the person that I had become. But fortunately, that's not how the story ends. Through it all, music and my daughter, two incredible forces, came together. They intertwined, they lifted me up, and they gave me a reason to rise and a purpose. And through it all, music was what healed me the most. Out of all of the treatments that I tried throughout the years, out of everything I attempted to do to get back on my feet, it was music that gave me life, it gave me breath, and it really helped heal me from the inside out. And I'm so incredibly grateful for that journey and for those experiences that shaped me into the person I am today. And through music, I've been able to tell my stories and to help other people, to inspire people, and to let them know that it's okay to be different and it's okay to do things your own way. And so music has been an incredible platform for me. My dog is barking in agreement. It's been an incredible platform.
If our dog could hear your dog, then she'd be barking too.
Yeah, she'd be answering, yes.
Well, I'm so glad that we're all unanimous here.
Yeah, we definitely are. So when did you read Wikipedia about Robbie? Is that what you're reading? And it described you as a singer, songwriter, and activist. What's your area of activism then?
I'm an advocate for disability acceptance and disability awareness. And I, as a person with a disability, people don't often know that I have a disability because they see me out there living my dream and doing everything to pursue my love of music and to share the message. They overlook the fact that I have a disability, which in a way is a good thing because that means to me that it's not stopping me from doing what I love and that it hasn't been a barrier for people accepting what I do. But there's so much work to be done in the disability awareness community and the disability acceptance community.
I'm totally with you there.
I feel that the more voices that we have from the different aspects of people in the community, because everybody's different and everybody's experience is different, people cheering for people with disabilities, people letting people with disabilities out there know that a disability should never stop you from living your dream. Let me just say that. And there's ways around doing so many things, you know, I think it's so important, and also to give visibility to people who have disabilities that are incredibly talented and capable. So that is something I'm very passionate about, and I feel that there need to be more voices for that. And I like to also lead by example. So in my particular case, because I do have a disability, I try to show people the reality of it. And I'm very upfront about it. I'm very honest about it. And I embrace who I am. And it's a very important part of my journey because I have a child at home. I mean, she's a teenager now, but I have to lead by example and show her that you have to be proud of who you are no matter what stage of your life you're in. And you have to be proud of your journey. And it's very important for me to do that. So that's a very big part of my platform. And I hope anybody out there who's listening to this program, you know, if they for one moment think that they don't have value or they can't do something because they have a difference or a disability, I'm here to tell you that you can do anything. Mm-hmm. And that the disability should not stop you from living your dreams. And there are people out there who want to hear what you have to say.
I think that's a great message. Yeah,
very well said. Robbie, now you have been at this professionally since like 2017, is that correct?
Yes, it is very correct.
Yeah.
I started my journey in 2017. My daughter was about, I want to say, 7 years old. And I realized, you know, my daughter only knew me one way. She only saw me at home in pain on the couch and not doing anything. And I was like, I cannot have her think that this is how I've been my entire life and who I'll be for the rest of my life. I couldn't bear to think that. I wanted to be a role model for her, and it was incredibly important for me to be the person that I was before I got injured. I knew I wasn't going to be physically the same, but I knew that my spirit was still in there somewhere, and I wanted to show her that I was determined and that I was powerful and I was fierce and I was unstoppable and all of these incredible things. And it really kick-started my journey. And I decided at that moment, you know, I always wanted to sing and I will not let this stop me. And I set out on my journey to sing and I didn't know what I would expect. I didn't know if people would laugh at me and say, go home. Because let's be real, we're in a world of perfectionism. Like even people who look perfect, perfect themselves and everything is perfect. And you know, we live in an artificial world sometimes in music and in Hollywood. And I was like, I don't know how this is going to go, but I really don't care. You know, I'm doing this for me, and I know that there are people who are like me who are out there that will like what I'm doing and will like what I have to say. And it really kickstarted my journey, and I haven't looked back since. And I've gotten the most incredible reception. I couldn't be more proud of my journey.
Well,
and
yeah.
I'm so grateful for... Pardon?
Well, I was going to say, you should be very proud because I'm looking at this Wikipedia page, and...
There's a Wikipedia page about me?
Well, there
you didn't know.
Oh, no, maybe it's... No, I guess it's your own website that I'm looking at. I'm sorry.
I'm kidding. I'm teasing. Yeah, I'm like, wow, that's really cool.
Well, there will be someday. Let's say that.
Thank you.
But you have won many awards for songwriting and several of these songs that you've written. And I want to I want you to talk about where it comes from when you write these songs.
We're going to be we're going to be listening to Sawdust on the Floor next, so maybe that might be a good starting point.
I think it's the perfect starting point because Sawdust on the Floor is the culmination of my growth on this journey these last 16 years. And it really speaks to how with every obstacle I've overcome, with everything I've endured and all of these, I don't want to say lessons, but these things that I've gone through, they've shaped me into this more empowered version that I am today. And every single thing that I've gone through has molded me into this person that I am today. I've changed and I'm different than I was when I wrote the song 6 months ago or when I started my journey 15 years or 16 years ago. So it's the process and it's how every time that I've gotten knocked down, I've gotten back up and it's made me stronger and I've come back with a vengeance. And every time I get up, I'm leaving this metaphorical sawdust on the floor. It's like this work of art being carved into. And with every experience, there's like sawdust coming on the floor. You know, it's a visual for me. And it's so important because change and growth are so instrumental in our lives. And even if we go through something we don't like, through the process, we become better for it. We become evolved. We become empowered. We learn something. And although these last 16 years have been very difficult, I wouldn't change my experience because they've made me who I am today. And there's a very, very important line of that song to me. It says, this shining light born from the darkness and the pain makes me come alive. From invisible to invincible, nothing scares me anymore. And that literally is everything I've gone through these last 16 years. Mm. It really speaks to having something negative and maybe not ideal, making you into something really strong and better. And it's just a process. And I'm so proud of my journey and leaving all that sawdust on the floor because I like who I am today. And I'm proud of it.
You should be. Yeah. I'm very impressed your story. I'm looking forward to hearing more. So,
and you know, I have to just say, I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt you, but I want to say that this is one of the songs that has resonated with listeners the most. And I'm so happy to know that people, whether they've had a disability or a life, a hold up in their life or something that has set them back, that this song really resonates with people. And I'm very, very proud of that.
Well, we'll get to the song in a moment, but I want people to be able to find your music on, you know, wherever they can. So can you get, you have a website. Where's the best place to get your music?
So my website is www.robbiehart.com. That's RobbieHarte.com. There are links to my music streaming platforms on my website, or you can find me on your favorite streaming platform. My name is Robbie Hart, RobbieHarte.
And Robbie, is there any chance that you might be touring in our local area? I don't know if Central Illinois is a hot spot for touring artists.
It is to me. I'll tell you, I've gotten an incredible amount of support from WEFT, and I'm so grateful. And you guys are definitely on the list of places that I want to come visit. Unfortunately for me, I was in a car accident 2 years ago, so it kind of put me. It a setback for a little while. I wasn't able to tour, but I'm much better now, and I'm getting out and doing tours, and I have you guys on the list of places I want to go. So awesome. Expect to hear something in the not-too-distant future.
Excellent. I look forward to that.
That would be fun.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, here is, and thank you for joining us today, Robbie Hart, songwriter, singer, activist, and this is her song, Sawdust on the Floor.
Thank you, Robbie.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
You don't know me or where.